on clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about change. Does the thought of change put you into a sweat? Would you rather get a root canal than interrupt your life with something new? Ready to face a change head on? Learn how to better roll with change as we continue this month focusing on renewal. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was mainly inspired by me and my fear of change. I used to dread change. Change. Sorry, guys, I know I can't sing, but you got to have some fun. I used to dread change. I couldn't deal with it, any level. You would have to drag me kicking and screaming. I didn't have cats until I met Tony and first met Joey in November 2012. And now we have three cats. I get not wanting to change a lot better. I have to crack up because I was a cat for most of my life and didn't know it because I was allergic to them and didn't hang out with them. I'm not completely 100% groovy with change, but I have to tell you, I can deal with it. It doesn't stress me out like it used to. I can roll with it a lot better. I can go with the flow a lot better. And I know a lot of you out there listening and watching, or like I was, you're stressed out by change. So let's learn some tips to better deal change. Why don't we like change? There are a variety of reasons, but it's mainly fear. Remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. I'll do something around fear. I'll do an episode and we'll go a little more deeply into that. Maybe you are afraid of fear. Of success or failure. Maybe you are afraid of being rejected or criticized. We all want to be loved. We all want to be understood. That's a reasonable thing to be afraid of. Or maybe you're afraid of the unknown and what you cannot control. This is an opportunity for you to dig deeper. I know I say it a lot, but that's where the good stuff is. When we get deep, we can clear it and move it and release it. And finally move forward. If we don't dig deep, if we only do the surface stuff, then if any change happens, it's likely to go back to the way things are. When you can figure out why you are resisting or afraid of change, you're better equipped to deal with what is going on. It's knowledge. It can only support you. You may discover it's an outdated belief you are holding on to, or someone else's fears or opinions. What a great opportunity to clear some inner clutter. I ask myself a lot, whose voice is that? Because you know what? I've discovered sometimes it's not my voice. It's something someone told me in fourth grade. It's something coming from the family. It's something coming from society. I was talking to a friend recently and she was like, dang, I can just feel all these things being thrown at you that aren't your beliefs and aren't your opinions. And we might not be aware of it, but we are throwing our judgments, our ideals onto people all of the time unless we're aware of it. Examine your fears. Write down your fears when it comes to change. Act like a third party observing them. Your goal here is to be neutral, not to get into judgment, not get into the blame game. Become neutral. Write down your plan of action if your fear were to happen. Most likely our fears don't happen. You know, we can go from 0 to 60 crazy fear in no time flat. You are a lot tougher than you think you are. I know a lot of you are like me. You don't give yourself enough credit. You don't look at all you've accomplished. Really, you can handle a lot. So if you write down your fear, after you've written down your fears, have a counteraction, something positive. Where the attention goes, the energy flows. So if you choose to have a positive thought, you will start moving energy in that direction. The moment you catch yourself doing or saying or thinking something negative, stop. Ask yourself questions. In the past, when I handled change really well, what did I do? How did I handle it? What actions did I take that really worked for me? And what personal attributes did I use to turn something positive? I do something called Take It Down. I know, really original title, but you know, what can I say? That's what I call it. If I'm experiencing a change, I'll write down my biggest fear. Usually when I put it down, I laugh because I'm like, oh my gosh, you're a nut job. That is so not going to happen. And so I'll put the huge fear here and then I'll take it down a step. Okay, well, if the earth's not going to explode tomorrow, then what's the next worst thing that could happen? Well, the United States explodes. Well, that's probably not going to happen. Well, North Carolina explodes. Well, that's not going to happen. Well, Raleigh will explode. Well, that's not going to happen. You get the idea. So I take it down and I take it down and I take it down. And by the time that process is done, and it's still a legitimate fear that I might have, but one that's realistic, that yes, you know what, this could happen. But when it gets to that level, I usually discover it's something that I can handle, and most likely I've handled it in the past. Do you keep saying someday you'll declutter? Someday you'll get organized, or someday you'll pursue your dreams, but someday hasn't come? Learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Be aware of what you can control and what you can't. You can control your thoughts, feelings, your actions, and how you react. How can you better deal with change? Here are some tips. 1, acknowledge and accept the change. Recognize that it's happening. Don't bury your head in the sand. I've worked with clients before who just don't want to face the problem. They ignore it. They don't want to acknowledge it. They don't want to take action, and that makes it worse. Be brave and look at it. Understand what is and isn't in your control. And when you're aware of that and what the change is, what actions can you take? Seek support. Feel your feelings, especially what you cannot control. Vent if you need to, let it out to someone you trust, and then let it go. That's the key. Don't spend all your time moaning and groaning and complaining. I believe sometimes you just have to tell someone, one person, one thing, let it go, get it out there so you don't have to hold it in. You don't need to share it on social media. You don't need to tell 10,000 people. You really need to be aware of who you're telling. And then it's someone that's going to be a good mirror back to you. I've always found it helpful to vent or bonk ideas off of someone's head. And the two people that I trust the most for that are my husband and my dear friend, Cotty. And I'm so grateful for their support. If you need it, seek it and find support. How about embracing the change? Learn to be open and flexible. How can you reframe what's going on? What can you learn? What opportunities can you find? What positives can you find from the change? For example, say you need to move. I've moved across country twice. It is a big deal and very stressful and can be crazy. So if you're moving and you're kind of, really fearful, get excited about meeting new people instead of wallowing about missing your friends. Get excited. Adopt an attitude of anticipation and excitement. Start to get feel, wow, what could really happen with this change? What are the good things that can go on? Focus on that. At the same time, change can be stressful. So reduce your stress and anxiety. Exercise. Meditate. Find a mindfulness practice if you don't already do something. Do kickboxing. Get out of that frustration and fear. Get physical. Get moving. Do relaxation techniques. Eat healthy. Try and keep as much of your routine as possible to reduce your stress. Now, this one won't surprise you. Take action. What goals can you set? How can you focus on the challenge at hand? Can you get advice from someone who's done a similar change? How can you be proactive to support yourself to get through the change? Perhaps you can schedule a trainer or a nutritionist to keep you on track if you have a big change coming up that you know is happening. When you are reactive, you wait until something has happened rather than being proactive and choosing to do something. What I say all the time, you always have a choice, and doing nothing is a choice. Take the time to write down all the positives that have come from this change. Look for the golden nugget. I did an entire podcast on looking for the golden nugget. Try and do this daily. There is always something positive if you're willing to look. Unplug. Now might be a good time to take a break. You don't want to get sucked into feeling like your life stinks now when everyone's posting a bunch of positive stuff. And remember, I think a lot of times what people are posting isn't that real. Use the time that you wouldn't be surfing Facebook or liking things on Instagram to read, meditate, or tackle an action item. And finally, be kind to yourself. It can be a stressful time, especially if you're a control freak. You don't have to do it all, and you don't have to be perfect. Be nice to yourself if you fall off the wagon. We learn from our mistakes. Now is the time to inject some fun and laughter into your life. Take actions from today's podcast. Figure out what scares you about change. Dig deeper. Is it related to a past event or anxiety about the future? Neither of those you can control. Figure out how to be present to take back your power. Write down practices from today that will help you when dealing with change. Incorporate one good habit that will serve you well before, during, and after change, such as exercising. Reach out to supportive friends or a professional to help you deal with the change. In our next month's bonus episode on awareness, we are talking about doing what needs to be done. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.